Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. The phone lines are open now, and if you have a Bible question or some life issue you'd like to discuss, we invite you to call 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742. The lines are open right now. Well, today, in addition to our long-standing station affiliates, we are very excited that for the first time in several years, we are back home in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. And we welcome the listeners to The Word, KWRD 100.7 FM. Bob and Richard, as you know, Dallas-Fort Worth is the fourth largest metro area in the nation. And we're happy to say that The Word, KWRD FM, reaches just about all of the 6.5 million souls that live here. And, of course, they join the listeners of our other metro areas, San Francisco, Sacramento, Denver, Louisville, Washington, D.C., New York, and other areas. But especially today, we are excited to bring the good news to our home base. Bob and Richard, I know you want to extend your welcome to the new listeners in the DFW area. Give everyone across the nation the reasons that we're here on the air every day. So, Bob Christopher, it's your turn.
Well, thanks, Bob. We do want to welcome our new audience right here in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Indeed.
My name is Bob Christopher. Richard Piper is here. Richard, This is a great day for Basic Gospel, isn't it?
It is a great day. I've been here for almost 14 years, and this is the first time we've been on a station of this quality in my lifetime here at Basic Gospel. I'm excited.
Yeah.
May not sound like it, but I'm excited.
Well, and if you're new to Basic Gospel, this is the first time you're hearing this particular broadcast. We're just going to spend a couple of minutes telling you a little bit about this program, what you can expect from Basic Gospel each and every day. First and foremost, it's live, so we're here to interact with you in real time. So if you have a call, if you have a question, if there is a situation in your life that you would like to address on the program, we're here to connect with you. Here is our promise: when you do, we will always point you to the Word of God.
Yes.
We think the Word of God holds the answers to every problem situation that we can face in life. Now, of course, we're not talking about medical issues and those sort of things.
Yeah.
We're talking about the problems of the soul. We're talking about the guilt and shame that we can experience. We're talking about the emptiness, the loneliness, the anxious feelings and emotional bondage and religious expectations. We're talking about those particular things. And the Word of God holds the answer to each and every one of those. Also, we're going to promise that we're going to frame each and every answer within the context of God's grace. This gospel message, this good news, is simply grace from start to finish. God extends to us His grace in Jesus Christ. It's that grace that saves us, and it's that grace that sustains us each and every day. And then the third thing is that we're going to give some practical handles to help this gospel message take center stage in your day-to-day life. There are so many believers out there that are merely Sunday Christians. They go to church, they hear a message, they, you know, close their eyes at the closing prayer, they open, they walk out the door, and they leave everything behind. And they go out in this world and they try to make it on their own. They try to do all of those things. They get beat up. But that's not the gospel message. It's a message that is supposed to take center stage in our lives on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. See, we're going to help give some practical handles on how this good news can take center stage in your life. And then the final thing, we're always going to come back to this. The fact that Jesus Christ is alive. This program really is about Jesus.
Yeah.
And since it's about Jesus, it's going to be about all of us, because Jesus has something to say to each and every one of us, to a person struggling with guilt and shame and sin. He looks at you and says, your sins are forgiven. To somebody struggling with assurance of salvation, Jesus looks at you and says, I've saved you completely. You are fully alive in me. Someone struggling with a sense of identity. Jesus says, I've given you the best identity known to man. You're a child of the living King. Somebody looking for hope, Jesus says, I am your hope. So when we talk about Jesus, when we make this program about him, it really becomes a program about you, because he has something to say to you. The good news, Jesus is alive, and he has something to say into your life today.
That is Basic Gospel, and that's the theme that you will hear each day on this broadcast. We would love for you to be a part of it right now. The phone lines are wide open. That number, 844-322-2742. 844-322-2742. If you'd like to jot it down, the shortened version of that is 844-32-BASIC, which kind of coincides with the name of the program for some reason.
Yes, it does. Yes,
another
it does.
Another thing I would like to point out is when you become a caller for the end of this program, you will always be treated with respect. A child that God loves perfectly, and we will treat you in the same manner. So we would love to hear your calls right now. If you have something you'd like to talk about, a Bible question, perhaps a troublesome issue in life right now, well, give us a call, 844-322-2742. In the meantime, guys, a question from Jeanette. She says, God the Father made a new covenant with Jesus Christ through his Son's perfect sacrifice and sinless blood. She says, I am invited to partake of this covenant simply by believing and receiving. So the question is, God made this covenant with Jesus, not with me, even though I am invited to enter in. Am I understanding this correctly?
Well, it was a covenant that God kind of made within himself, but it benefits us. So all of us who are in Christ, and that is what happens to us when we come to know him by faith. When we're born again of the Spirit, we are placed into Christ. And then the other aspect of that is Christ comes to live inside of us. So there's this union that's formed. I am in Christ. Christ is in me. So all that belongs to Christ now belongs to me. So if this was a covenant between God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son, it in turn becomes a covenant with us because we are now in Christ. So as believers, we are new covenant believers. And that's one of the things you're going to hear on this broadcast time and time again. There was an old covenant, and there's a new covenant. The old covenant was the Mosaic covenant. We know it by the Ten Commandments. That covenant was a covenant between God and the people of Israel. So those were the two parties that were involved in that particular covenant. That covenant had great application for the people of Israel. It also had spiritual application to all people. And that application was to show us our need for Christ. The law's purpose was to show us our sinfulness and point out our need for Jesus. It basically delivered a death sentence to each and every one of us. I was thinking, you know, there's so many folks that, you know, they're feeling not so good, so they go in for a physical. And when they get to the doctor's office, there are a battery of tests that the doctor prescribes. And on one of those tests, there's a tumor that's seen, and so they do a biopsy, and they find out it's cancer. Well, that diagnostic test basically delivered death to the person. But they do that so that you can find a cure, so that you can be set free from that death sentence that cancer carries with it. And so when you start down that path, you start gaining victory over that cancer. So what does the law do? Well, it diagnoses our spiritual problem and tells us that we're dead spiritually. All who sin are going to receive the wages of sin, and that's death. Well, there's a solution, and that solution is the very life of Christ. So the old covenant had a diagnostic purpose in our lives. It revealed to us our spiritual condition apart from Christ, so that we could experience a spiritual solution in Christ, and that was to be made alive together with him. Once we're made alive with Christ, we don't need the diagnostic test anymore. We've already seen our condition. Now that's been changed. We're alive in Christ. Now we are governed by this new covenant. And that's the covenant that we live in. And we will talk a whole bunch about this new covenant that we live in on the Basic Gospel broadcast.
Absolutely. Jeanette, hope you're listening and hope that's been a help to you. Well, the number 844-322-2742, plenty of lines available, plenty of time on the clock. We'd love to hear from you on this live edition. Bob Christopher's here. Richard Piper's here. My name is Bob Davis. And if you're new to this broadcast, call Basic Gospel. Why, we have a special gift for you. Among other important things, you'll receive a copy of our booklet called Forgiveness, Doorway to Life. For your gift, just go online to basicgospel.net and click the graphic in the lower left corner of the homepage. Again, that's the lower left corner of the homepage at basicgospel.net. We'd love to get this into your hands. Well, again, open lines, 844-322-2742.
Well, Bob, this free offer that we have is a wonderful little tool. One of the things that we've discovered through the years is that forgiveness is the number one issue that people deal with spiritually. Yeah. I mean, that's what they're concerned with more than any. And we've had folks call us time and time again. Have I gone too far? Have I crossed a line in which there's no forgiveness at all for me? And people struggle with it. And this little booklet is a wonderful resource to help settle that issue and show that in Christ you have forgiveness of sins. I know for me, when I received Jesus, I knew that Jesus died for my sins, but I had no earthly idea what that meant. And so every time I sinned, I felt guilty. I felt like God had left me. I felt a million miles away from Him. And so I had to do something to get Him back in my life. And so I prayed time and time again. I probably prayed 500 times to receive Jesus
Slow
into my
runner.
Life. Well, maybe you're that way. Maybe you're out there that way. And that's why we wrote this booklet. And yeah. We want to put that in your hands. It is free just for the asking. Just follow all the information at basicgospel.net.
Yeah, the lower left corner of the homepage at basicgospel.net. Click that graphic and we'll get one of the way to you.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to our phone lines. We're going to start in Morris Plain, New Jersey, and talk with Gabriel. Hi, Gabriel. You're on the
Hi.
Air.
Hi. My name is Gabriel Yolanda Queen Hickson, and I'm calling to state one thing, is that Jesus is coming back, and we all should know that because He told me that when I was in the shower. And I know the Word of God because I read it and I got saved at before eight or after eight years old. And God has been good to me, even in my sick bed. And I asked a question to Him. I said, Lord, why am I suffering? He said, because I suffer. And when you go through things, when people beat on you and you're going through things, just remember that He got beat in His back. And the Lord is blessing me financially. I got a raise on my job, and I'm getting, I'm getting $98 a month for my income. And I'm going to be sending it to the poor children that's hungry. I always will remember what...
Well, Gabriel, we sure...
I'll say this, these two lines. I will always remember what Princess Diana and Mother Teresa did.
They took care of the poor, I'm assuming that's what you're saying?
Yes, and that's the reason why I'm going to be taking care of the poor.
Well, Gabriel, we sure appreciate your call, and we pray that you continue to grow in the grace of God. Let me do this for you, Gabriel. We have this wonderful free resource that we would love to put in your hands. Let me put you on hold, and we'll send that to you, okay? Thanks for your call. Well, let's go to William in Louisville, Kentucky, listening to us on WFIA. Hi, William.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you today?
I'm doing really, really well. It's a great time to be in Louisville. Everything is really festive, and it's a good time to celebrate God's love for us. But I had a quick question. I was listening to a program before yours, and they were talking about the thorn in Paul's side. My question is that like a metaphorical thorn, or is that an actual thorn? And I'll hang up and listen to you.
Well, thanks, William. Thanks for your question. I think probably it was an actual thorn. Now, the nature of the thorn, we don't really know.
Correct.
It could have been a person that was constantly badgering Paul. It could have been an illness. But there was something significant. It wasn't just a metaphor. There was something that was bothering Paul in his personal life. And he prayed three times to have that thorn removed. And all three times the answer was no. And God basically said, you know, Paul, you're going to learn that my grace is sufficient in all things. And in your weakness, I'm going to be made strong. And I think that's something that we all need to understand as believers, isn't it, Richard?
Yeah, it is, because all of us suffer things from time to time. And yet there are issues that some people face that are chronic, whether it's an illness that involves a lot of pain, or, you know, many, many surgeries or something like that, or someone who has consistent family issues. It just seems like the family is coming apart. Sometimes it feels to us like God is a long ways away.
Yeah.
And yet he's not. There, if you remember that his grace is sufficient, if you fix your eyes on Jesus instead of on whatever it is that's bringing you down, you will find courage. You will find hope. You will find peace. What you may not find is a solution. God never promised us a solution. He promised us Jesus. And he knows you better than you know yourself. He knows what you can handle and what you can't. He knows what he has prepared for you. And I think the reason Paul was moved to put this story into 2 Corinthians was because he knew just what you know, that there are things that beset us and drive us nuts. And yet God's grace is sufficient, because his strength is made perfect in our weakness. We can actually learn to say thank you, not for the bad things, but in spite of the bad things.
Yeah, because we know some things are true. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. And so many of us take these situations that we go through in life, and we use them as a gauge to determine whether God loves us or he doesn't.
Yeah, well, so I must have messed up.
So. Yeah, so if things are going great for us, yeah, God's just blessing the socks right off of us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, God is just so, you know, into us right now. And then when things go bad, it's like, God, you must hate us. Is this some punishment? What are you judging me for? What did I do wrong to deserve this? Mm-hmm. And now we're questioning the love of God. But when we really come to truth, we recognize that regardless of what goes on in life, God's love remains constant. God's forgiveness remains constant. The righteousness that he has given to us remains constant. Our identity remains constant. God's presence living in us remains constant. These are truths that will anchor us through thick and thin of life.
Yeah, Jesus was very specific when he said, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And everybody goes, well, I see who was. And he said, that's not it at all. This man is going to have the glory of God displayed in his life. It has nothing to do with sin. So we've got to stop accusing ourselves of the same thing.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Well, let's go to Nicole listening to us in New Jersey. Hi, Nicole. Welcome.
Hi, everyone.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thanks. And you?
What's on your mind?
So I was wondering, I actually had a discussion with some of my coworkers today on salvation and habitual sin. In other words, can you be saved and be involved in habitual sin, or if you're still saved, or if you're not saved, if that's the case?
Well, Nicole, excellent question. Now, you know, most of us worry, right?
Mm-hmm.
We worry about the future. We worry about all sorts of things. You know, the Bible says, don't worry. You know, don't worry. And yet we continue to worry habitually. So can we be saved and worry?
Yeah.
You see what I'm getting at there, Nicole?
Yes, okay.
Okay. So once we're saved, Nicole, we're saved.
Yes.
Christ's life comes to live inside of us. And we're never outside of the favor of God. We're never outside of the grace of God once we are ushered into the grace of God once we have new life. And but when we're saved, it's a spiritual transformation. It's a spiritual transaction. Our bodies weren't born again at that time, were they? Our souls
right.
weren't born again. It were our spirits that were made new, that were born again. Our minds are in the process of being renewed, but they can think some of the same old yucky thoughts that they thought before. That's one of the mysteries. And yet God still right. loves us when our minds think those crazy thoughts. And then we can still give in to the temptations of the flesh and the temptations of this world. And yet God still loves us when we do. That's the scandalous aspect of this grace of God that we live in today. And it's the aspect that really doesn't compute in these human minds of ours. And yet God continues to press that grace into our hearts so that we can fully believe. And as we fully believe in all that Christ has done for us, we're going to see him taking care of life, of behaviors, of those sort of things. We can count on it. You know, as Paul wrote, if we walk in the Spirit, we're not going to give in to the desires of the flesh. That's good news, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that make sense to you, Nicole?
The first part did. I think I probably got lost somewhere along the line. I'm sorry. So as you walk in the Spirit, you bear the fruits of the Spirit.
That's right. And the byproduct of that is that you don't fulfill the desires of the flesh. See, the desires of the flesh never go away, Nicole, as believers. Mm-hmm. So if I like chocolate ice cream, you know, before going on a diet and went 5 years without eating chocolate ice cream, at the end of that 5 years, if somebody put chocolate ice cream under my nose, I'm just going to start salivating because I want that chocolate ice cream.
Ice cream.
So it is with the desires of the flesh. If you were engaged in certain things before you were saved, your flesh is still going to want those things after you're saved. And your flesh is going to tempt you to give in to those old sin patterns. But if you walk in the Spirit, you won't give in to those sin patterns. You will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me do this, Nicole. Let me put you on hold, and we'll send you some information. We sure appreciate your call.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
And once again, we are just delighted to, for the first time in several years, be kind of at home, the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex on the Word, KWRD-FM. And if you're a new listener to this broadcast, we have something very special for you. It's our booklet called Forgiveness, The Doorway to Life, along with several other very interesting items. Just visit us at basicgospel.net and click the graphic at the lower left corner of our homepage.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to quickly go to Neil listening to us in Dallas, Texas. Hi, Neil.
Hi, Bob.
Welcome. You're on the air, my friend.
All right. I just wanted to call in and welcome you guys back to the Dallas Airwaves.
Well,
and let y'all know how excited I am and that the Dallasites have a great program to answer any questions. And I couldn't help but think of our dear brother Ed, who's now absent from the body and present with the Lord, who longed for this day.
Yes,
and
indeed.
I just can't help but wonder if maybe he had something to do with it.
Well, he always prayed for this day, that's for sure, and we're certainly glad to be back. And, Neil, thank you for calling in to welcome us. We greatly appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you for your friendship, Neil, through the years.
Huh? Let's quickly go to Dallas as well and talk to Rich. Hi, Rich.
Hey, guys.
Ten seconds, Rich.
Say again?
Ten seconds.
Okay, yeah. Hey. Just congratulations. Glad we're back on the air in Dallas. You sound great. And just congratulations to everybody over there. Glad to see it happen finally.
Well, we're definitely glad to be back. Well, thanks for joining us for this edition, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, this is Bob Davis inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'd love to hear from you. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.